There were two men at a party in a very heated conversation. And one said to the other quite disparagingly and maliciously, "You, my sir, are a horrible person and you are drunk." And the drunk said, "Yes, I am drunk, but tomorrow I will be sober and you will still be a pain in the neck." It is interesting to note that in the gospel, Jesus never changes anyone's character. He cures them, even raises them from the dead like this 12-year-old child. But he does not change their character. Herod is still bad. Pontius Pilate doesn't turn out to be a great person. So it is important to realize that some of the most important things in any miracle story is what happens before and what happens after the miracle. Because if you remember the story of the 10 lepers that were cured by Jesus, and only one of them returned to thank him, what happened when they were lepers was very important, because in their heart and in their character, they made choices. It would be very easy to have a religion where God would just do everything for us. But this is a lazy man and scripturally inaccurate. God offers forgiveness of sins if we are willing to accept it. In Greek, grace means gift, but a gift can be rejected. And when someone is cured, even raised from the dead, they still have to keep on living. They still have to face challenges in their life. And for each of us, this one sentence should be imprinted on our mind. Only you can stop you from becoming a better person. Oh, you can blame people. My mother, my father, my boss, my husband, my wife, my children, my grandchildren, total strangers, they are to blame for me not becoming better, for me not becoming a spiritual disciple of our Lord. Imagine if Jesus, on the way to the crucifixion, saying, "This is very uncomfortable. I should be feeling good to be spiritually healthy." No. Your life changes before and after any miracle you expect. Physical healing is not the same as spiritual healing. That's why Jesus often says, as he did today, "Your faith has healed you. Your faith has cured you." The woman prepared for years spiritually to be healed. You are cured of some spiritual illness. Perhaps you are even saved from death. But you have to accept God's grace and cooperate with it to be better, to be truly saved. The price of love is the possibility of its loss. God gives us that freedom to lose his grace, to lose his love, because he wants us to participate and cooperate with that great gift of his amazing grace. Everyone pays the same price for love and for freedom. So if we want to be saved, if we want to accept that great gift of the Lord, who gives us both salvation and forgiveness, then cooperate with it. Change yourself. Remove the plank out of your own eye. Instead of looking at the splinter in your brother and sister's eye, stop blaming people for your lack of progress. Stop complaining to God because you are sick, or this is missing, or that is not there. And remind yourself, only you can stop you from becoming a better person. Let Jesus say to you someday, it is your faith that has healed you. Slava Iisusu Hristu!